course, COVID, it required us as a school division to flip how we were doing our education. Like, we're over 300,000 square kilometers. And so with, you know, when schools were shut down, we had to change our method of teaching to doing everything online or paper-based. And so last year we were offering a lot of professional learning opportunities through a variety of partners, through the ERLC, which is the Educational Learning Consortium, as well as EdTech, which is a program that, or an nonprofit organization that is international, but we've been working with the Canadian leg of it, helping teachers develop the skills that they need to do online learning. And so last year was about learning these skills, being able to apply them to a small number of students. And now this year, with some families choosing to continue to stay at home with their children, we have about 179 students that we are supporting centrally through online learning. So we have 7.5 teachers that we've dedicated to that. And what they are doing is, you know, doing Zoom lessons with the students. They're offering, you know, just daily updates. Some of them are actually teaching a regular lesson through the use of technology to the students that are at home. We've also been continuing to do, we have basically six areas of focus that we're using the technology for. You know, we're using it for the student-centered learning as well as some research and innovation. Of course, the professional learning for the teachers. But from a leadership perspective, because we're such a large district, we have been doing our bringing our principals together 3 times a year simply because of the huge cost of that. But now we talk to our principals probably 3 or 4 times a month. When the COVID first hit, we were actually talking to them every day. So the amount of communication and shrinking of our district through the use of technology in every way, shape, or form has been incredible.